Welcome to the Lunchtime Podcast.
Hello, friends, guys and gals, mums and dads, brothers and sisters, whoever listens. Welcome to another episode of your Lunchtime Podcast. On this episode, Ron and I partly give our ideas on how I think we can fix the prison overcrowding system. Population, whatever you want to call it. And talk about why I need to stop hanging around Ron so much. So, not much else. Let's get on with the show, shall we? Hope you enjoy.
Ronaldo, you're back, buddy.
I'm back.
You're black. Well,
you're a little bit tan for a redheaded fella, but you're not quite, really? Not quite black.
I reckon I'm pretty white.
You are pretty white, but you're not as pasty as roast ginger.
Yeah.
You got that going for you. In a huge hog you got, you keep falling out and everyone goes past you.
Oh, okay.
Your workspace.
Everyone needs to see.
The big hog, the big tuna can. It's not one of those normal tuna cans, too. It's one of those fucking
double size ones.
Kilo tuna cans. 500 gram one.
How's everything?
I'm over the week.
Really?
I'm over the week already. It's
only halfway.
It's only halfway through.
It can't be over already.
I'm done. I've had enough. Too many moody people. Sookie
yeah. Can't take a joke.
Just one more. I see the person's point.
I don't.
But at the same time, it's like,
give it back to
them. Yeah. Just, none of this fucking.
Oh, I've got to complain to a hierarchy.
Yeah.
Give it back to them. You know.
But that's called workplace bullying.
Is it really bullying?
But workplace bullying for me is for weak friends. The ones that initially they'll give it back, but they're not as good as giving it back as they are at getting it. So then they're like,
they whinge about it, cry about it, and never hear the end of it.
Gross and thick skin. You weak minded fucking girls.
What would you call it bullying though?
That's what it is these days. That's what people class as.
Yeah.
And I think they're weak. Weak-minded people annoy me.
You're the tree hugger.
The people who their will just breaks over nothing. Go away.
Over the wind changer.
That's why if you were an animal in the wild, not you, per se, young Ronald. But if you're weak-willed and you're in the wild, you're fucked. You're the shit coming out the lion's ass.
What's the king of the wilderness? What runs everything?
Well, they say the king of the jungle is a lion. Well, technically, lions don't live in jungles. They live on the plains. And you know what? The tiger is actually bigger and heavier than a lion.
So tiger, you know what I'm saying? A lion's been more aggressive though, isn't it?
A lion's more fearsome looking to me.
Mm.
Not a lioness.
Yeah.
Bitches.
Here you done.
What are they?
They're not fucking eating.
Oh no, they're not dogs. They're cats. What's a female cat? A cat. If you get one that's got one of those big manes, and that thing pops up out of some dry grass running at you,
See you later.
Game over. Fucking nature. I need to stop hanging around you. I really do.
Why?
Because as you know, on Instagram, I follow a couple of these nature pages where it's like just animal on animal.
You're changing.
I'm starting to... going back even 6 months ago, one of the videos I saw yesterday, it was a pack of African dogs.
Have you seen this 6 months ago? This video?
No.
This is a new video.
This is a new video.
Right.
But I think it's...
dogs?
It's some sort of antelope or something like that. It's on the ground. And there's the African wild dogs.
Yeah.
They're not hyenas or anything like that. That's what they're called. They're called African dogs. They live out in the plains too. Well, they see this young antelope-y looking thing. And they... one of them grabs it, and then another one comes on and grabs the other back leg. So there's a back leg in each, and they just start pulling in opposite directions. And this thing's like, and I'm watching this, and I'm like, yay, you poor fucker. You've been having it. Oh. 6 months ago, I'd be like, sucks to be you. That's fucking nature.
Well,
but since I've been hanging around
it is
you,
nature.
I'm starting to feel bad for animals that live in the wild, that get eaten.
Well,
that's just what happens.
It is nature, but it's not for everyone, is it? Like, you don't see it every day, so you're not really used to it.
I like to watch them every day to remind myself that's what's out there. Not necessarily in this country. Not necessarily in the streets, but that's out there, and we need to remind ourselves.
Just in the back of your mind, you know that happens, but you don't need to watch it.
I think you do, just to remind yourself. It sits in the basement.
You know what I think is worse? Watching UFC act on you. When you start changing, and you start disliking it, that's when it becomes like me.
That's where, if you're in nature, you'd be lunch. You could quickly become lunch.
I'd be brunch. The meal before lunch.
Definitely not a snack.
No. Second breakfast?
But, the one that initially got me feeling bad was, again, it was some sort of antelope-y, springbok-y looking thing.
Mm.
Had just given birth. So it's laying there.
No.
Pack of hyenas.
Motherfucker.
Bang straight onto the baby.
Killed it.
Oh, yeah. The one bite would have broken its neck.
Motherfuckers.
And then the mother who's laying there watching this, she can't move because there's a hyena with her foot in its mouth, and another one starts eating it while she's alive through her pussy. Just starts ripping innards out.
You know what should be invented? What I call an animal, like hyena animal, like a poison, where you just put in one and then it spreads and they all fucking die. You don't need them.
You can't do that.
You don't need
them. It destroys the ecosystem.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it destroys the way things go.
Hyenas destroy antelope. Antelope's better than hyenas. Who likes a hyena?
Well, you see, hyenas also kept in check by lions. So you poison one and then you kill lions.
No.
And then you get overpopulation of the antelope. Lion study, yeah. Get all these pasty fucking vegan lions getting around eating grass.
That's a good idea. Send some of our vegans over there. Teach them what the lions to eat. But some might get moved.
The vegans have just become fucking
salad.
Yeah,
well, some might get moved.
Some?
Yeah.
I'm
maybe in like 5 years time, the lions might start thinking, okay, grass is good.
I think 100% vegans you said over are becoming a lion's fucking salad. They're the side salad to the antelope.
If it saves one, perfect.
But then what happens when you get overpopulation of an animal? Can you just take one out?
What?
What happens when you get overpopulation of one of the animals once you take something out of its slot and then there's overpopulation of that animal?
Depends what animal
it is. Depends what animal.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's selective.
Well, it's a good animal, it's okay.
Well, what about crocodiles?
Yeah, no one really likes them either.
I like them.
No, I wouldn't have one as a pet.
Oh, I tell you what. If I had an enclosure like an Australian Zoo, or even a Dreamworld, I don't know.
Wouldn't be too friendly towards them.
I'm not letting it out of the fucking enclosure. I'm not taking it for a walk in the streets. I'm just
going to have it.
Can you imagine someone jumping in your backyard to rape your family, and then they jump into that enclosure? I'm just saying.
Imagine your son kicks a ball over the fence where the cage is. Well, you
gonna
to go and get it.
He's not going to be able to climb it.
Well, so then you go and get it.
I'll
the fucking thing changes in each other.
I would. And I'd take a Murray in there. And I'd stick the Murray in between me and the crocodile.
No.
Simple.
Send a vegan in there.
Send a vegan in there first, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a flat boy floating to the bottom of the pool. No, it's just a log. It just looks like a crocodile.
Who cares?
Strong. Man, it's... You know, back in the day, you ever heard of... Of course you were. You're a multi-bajillionaire.
Oh, here we go.
You used to shop at Harrods.
Harrods? Yeah. Never heard of it.
Famous store from London. It's where all the rich people shop. And it really, really was just the richies. Back
Harrods.
In Harrods. H-A-R-R-O-D-S.
What kind of job was it?
Because
like David Jones.
Very high-end retail. Very high-end. For example, back in the 70s, they used to sell lion cubs for pets.
That's cool. Until I start growing up.
then you're going to start...
Trying to feed them grass.
You're going to get a cattle farm. And you're going to start getting some cattle so they don't eat you, they eat the fucking... They eat a dead cow instead?
No, you're teaching young to eat grass.
No. Well, you say feed them vegans. What happens if your little boy's best friend's parents are vegan and you happen to send them into the fucking enclosure? What do you do that little
Sorry,
boy?
Sorry, mate. He turned around.
He's coming back in 20 years' time for revenge. He's coming to hunt you down.
Who?
Your kids whose parents you just sacrificed.
He'll probably end up with him. He's a vegan too, probably.
What happens if he's staying at his grandparents in another town?
Huh?
What happens if he's staying at his grandparents at another town? And you just sacrifice his parents and come back. Oh, they've been eaten.
Oh. His problem is that they shouldn't have been vegan then, should they? That's where it's at. I told you, Mum and Dad.
Suck on that shit.
It'll take 10 years for people to get used to it.
He will come back one day and he'll hunt you down. And he'll feed your family to the animals.
Maybe.
But he's alright. Oh, you're a good one. They were sheep. I didn't like them.
There's no lions around here.
But aren't even the real king of the jungle? Aren't even the elephants?
Really?
Nothing fucks with them until they're dead. Even the baby elephants, you barely ever see anything on nature documentary where a baby elephant's attacked by a lion or a tiger. Because they're just like, no thanks. And she's just, all they have to do is just fucking hit them with a truck and they can break something. The power in those. Have you ever been on one?
An elephant?
Yeah.
No.
You've had them, like you just play around with an elephant, you've had it, or you ride one. Holy shit, the power in them. You realise how insignificant you really are on the scale of animals and humans. Their strength doesn't compare. And that's what I hate with some of these places you see in Thailand, where you can tell they're mistreated, and they're sad. They're animals that you can see in their face, you can see when they're sad.
Like the one that hit you in the nuts.
That was a very fucking happy one. Actually, that's one of the places I've been. You can see they're well looked up. Like, healthy. They have a glint in their eye. It's like just after you had sex, you get that look in your face. And there they are.
But they look the same.
That's what they're like, yeah. But that's when you realise, when you fuck around like that. And at the place where I got punched in the dick by the elephant, I was patting the trunk away, and it curled his trunk around, little effort, and it felt like my wrist was just going to pop straight off. That strong. And I reckon that's why you don't see animals fucking with them in the wild. Because if they were to really load up, they're going to break something, and if they can break something, and then use their trunk to just keep beating you down, then they stand on you. And those feet, bigger than a dinner plate, even babies. They're like that.
So, a lion wouldn't take one down.
Nah, fuck no.
Well, maybe they're the king.
Well, that's what I reckon, if you really put some thought into it. I think the only animal that would be stupid enough to have a go at an elephant would be a grizzly bear.
They're pretty big too, huh?
Oh, they're huge.
Like, standing up, what's the...
Let's just have a look. Let's find average height and weight of an adult. They're big, koalas aren't. Also known as the North American brown bear. What do we got?
Elephants are pretty tall, right?
Elephants are huge. Most adult female grizzlies weigh between 130 to 180 kilos, while adult males weigh on average 180 to 360 kilos. Yeah. The average length of the subspecies is 198 centimeters, so that's in length.
Mm.
With an average shoulder height of 102 centimeters. So this is when they're on all fours.
Mm.
Hind foot length of 28 centimeters. What's the... Let's see if we can find the largest.
Maybe lunchtime, huh? We gotta go.
Oh. Bloody hell.
It's
that time again.
Sucks, doesn't it?
So, we'll be back after this.
Bye.
We're back on.
We are.
Oh, yeah. Do your own.
Yeah.
And then I'll go on yours, and I'll tell you what. Oh.
How's work?
Oh.
Seem a bit angry.
I was just... I'm over it. Too tired.
Just doing.
Too tired today. But, I was about to say, where did we leave off? And I open up...
Oh, that's right.
I open up Instagram. We were talking about nature.
Mm. Here's a photo.
First thing I see is this video here. Little baby, bang. Big lion just scoops him up, bites him, and off we go.
That happens. We know. But why video? Why?
I actually don't feel bad about that one.
Really?
I really don't.
Why?
That one I don't feel... I don't know. Maybe... Is there any sound? Oh, yeah, the sound's a bit of a killer for people. God. You got to get on Instagram and you got to follow. This one is Nature is Brutal.
No.
The other one I've seen that I like is Nature is Metal. And that shit is holy Jesus. Look at that. Poor thing. What a shit way to go.
Come on. That looks fake ass. I know it's real.
What is it? It's a... I can't
it's
tell.
It's a deer or something, isn't it?
Some sort of deer, yeah. Stuck in a wire fence and 3/4 of the body has been eaten.
Show me the front. The front leg's still standing.
There is no front leg. The legs are gone.
Why have you taken a photo of that?
That'll be on someone's property.
Unbelievable.
Man,
that's full on that one. That's like weird ass. Because all we see is like a perfect skeleton.
And here we go. This is a... Oh. This is the one I was telling you about.
Is that the baby?
African wild dogs and that baby.
Oh yeah.
And just
they're going either way.
Just rip it apart.
Dude, what if the photo of that? Why video that?
Because that will be
we know what happened.
That will be someone on safari. And they'll record that to show their friends back home going, holy fuck.
Look what I've got.
Check out this. And you know, I'd probably do the same.
Would you?
But this is one of the famous videos that's gotten around. I'll wait for it to start again. It's not a brutal one. It's not going to make you upset. But just to show you how badass motherfucking tigers are. Come on. Come on. Get on with it. Cool, right? Tiger comes out of the grass.
Oh, it's good, look at that.
Leaps up.
Don't get him, did it?
It actually... I didn't ever realise it actually got him. It actually opened up his arm.
His mouth, yeah.
Like, look at that, he's holding his arm up, blood pouring out everywhere. Fucking tigers, bro.
I sucked into him. First of all, you don't...
Tigers, man. Honestly.
You ever ride a fucking elephant to work, do you? Far out. Get a bike or something. Poor elephant.
I probably would ride an elephant if I owned one.
Poor elephant just wanted to live his life and you're making it fucking an Uber.
Oh, look at the size of this motherfucker. Look at the really? Size of that.
That's fake, come on.
Oh.
You reckon that's real?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Really?
Shit, yeah. Oh, what's this? Oh. Lion kills buffalo mother and calf. No. Oh, Jesus.
Don't see it.
And they're two big males. Now, you reckon... What, ride a bike to work?
Well, instead of an elephant.
The buffalo's got their revenge. It's a photo of a lion that's been smashed to death by a buffalo.
Buffalo gloom. See, that's what happened.
It is. Do you feel sorry for the lion? Do you?
You know what, I don't. Feeling...
How do you not feel sorry for the lion? Look at the size of this thing. That moose.
Oh, man.
Moose. God damn it.
Look at the horn things on it. Holy fuck.
That, but you reckon ride a bike away? I'll pull up on YouTube here. Why, it's just as dangerous riding a motorbike to work. If there's tigers.
Well, don't go on a tiger's home.
Sometimes can't help it, really. There's,
what?
Because of people, how they're encroaching in, like, they're knocking down forests and stuff like that, so the tigers...
Then, that, wherever the elephant was, there was nothing around.
The tigers are having to come further into where people are for food, because their habitat's been destroyed.
Yeah, but say that video, for instance, where they're riding an elephant. Well, I can see it was nice green grass.
Oh, there's buildings in the background.
Didn't see it. Well, high-rises and Novotels.
You don't listen to, you've never listened to the philosophies of Bruce Lee, have you?
No. Why, what is it?
I can't remember the exact quote, but it's something about if you're focusing on one star in the sky, you're missing out on all the glory of everything else that's up there.
stage, what does that mean? You're only looking for the tiger, so you're missing everything else that's going on.
You're looking for a tiger.
No, you were looking at the tiger, and you didn't see the background.
Show me the background.
But I think this is the goddamn YouTube ads. That's how YouTube became a $1 billion company. All right. Get this video going for young Ronald. You press play on that. And you watch this.
Wow. Oh. That's a buzzer.
That's mad. The guy's in India, I think it was, riding through some place on the motorbike, and the tiger runs out of nowhere.
He's flying.
And nearly gets old mate on the back. And they're going pretty quick too, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's insane.
That's not how far away they're listening. Probably, oh man, 3 meters left. Not even.
I reckon there was only a couple of feet in that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, tigers. Tigers are a motherfucker.
You know, what... That doesn't really affect me. You know what I mean? It's more like the UFC and shit like that. I just, the fighting, the violence. I don't know. Why do you have to... Why make a big deal of it?
Because combat has been around since the dawn of time. Two cavemen saw one bit of meat. One wanted it. One wanted it more. The one that had it didn't want to share it.
You know what I would prefer? If...
Coin tosses? They get all dressed up in combat gear, stand in the middle of a ring or an octagon, flip a coin for a title. It's the best out of five.
No. I'd prefer, like, the cunt in jail, you know what
I mean?
Feel
like
folks. Now you're talking.
With men.
The cunt in jail, you know, they deserve to die. And you know how they used to, back in the Rome days, get them in that big arena?
No. I don't think cunts in jail necessarily deserve to die.
Well, it depends what you're done.
Thank you. I was going to say, if old John Smith is fucking hasn't paid parking tickets for the last 12 months and he gets fucking... Run him. Off with his head.
Get rid of him.
Feeding to the lions at the Colosseum.
No, well, pedophiles, murderers, that kind of shit, right?
What about rapists?
Yeah, rapists.
Yeah?
Put them in there. But back what? In Aroma, you know, you get the thumb.
The thumb up, thumb down, yeah. Feed them to the lions.
Get that in there.
Well... What about someone, like the guy that just recently, he's been awarded more than $7 million by the New South Wales government, the Victorian government?
I got let out of them. It was false.
Yeah.
Too bad.
But he's been in jail all that time. What happened?
Why did he get in there?
Because he was found guilty of killing a police officer.
Did he?
No. But he's been in there for nearly 20 years.
How did he get convicted?
Dodgy cops, dodgy evidence.
No, I'll give
who
it.
Knows?
See, if they got rid of him well, back in then, the government would have saved $14 million.
But what about
$7
million,
whatever it was.
What about when all the stuff gets sent back from the painting bay back for you to fix up a weld?
Get rid of the painter.
But what happens if it's not you, but they can just go, oh, well, it came from his robot. It's your fault. Ah.
That's why we number everything. Hang on, here's an idea. I don't know, it probably doesn't get done. Say you buy bullets or something, right? Then it won't work because you get them dodgy. No, it doesn't work.
I was going to say,
you put a serial number on, like, you know how you got to have licenses? Every bullet should have like a mini stamp serial number on. So you can see them under a microscope on, and it matches back to your license. But then you get them probably dodgy anyway for eBay or something.
Well, there is a way of fingerprinting bullets.
Yeah, but
it's when
not,
it comes out of a chamber. Once
it's not
100%
though, is it?
Not every gun's the same. They all leave different groove marks.
Hmm.
So that's like a little fingerprint for him.
I'm talking about an actual serial number.
Like a,
or a symbol.
Like
or
a batch number.
Well, it matches your license. So you, if you were to order 20 bullets, you can't go to the shop and get them straight away.
But what's this got to do with the UFC?
I don't know.
You're on criminal. Criminals fighting each other, you reckon?
Yeah.
Fight to the death, like Fight Club, but we don't talk about Fight Club.
Well, if you're a rapist, pedophile, murderer, yeah, why not? Why should the government have to pay for them for the rest of their lives?
Well, see, the government doesn't pay.
We pay them.
We,
yeah.
The taxpayer.
Well, why should we pay them?
I don't think we should, at all.
You think it's a good idea? I reckon it is. It needs
it. I have no problem with scumbags offing scumbags. At all.
Give them some politicians. Throw them in there.
Or have criminals compete in like WWE matches to the death.
I don't get that shit. Is that fake ass? Seriously.
Of course it is. It's all... Well, when I say it's fake, it's scripted.
Yeah.
It's all predetermined.
They know what's going to happen before it even starts.
But the risks that they take and what they put their body through isn't fake. They do some pretty hard push. One of my memories of a WrestleMania, because I used to be right interested. I used to love it. Always knew it was bullshit.
Mm.
But I always appreciated that the risk that they take, what they put their body through. So that's why I enjoyed it.
Did you actually watch it?
Yeah, I used to love it. Shout out Stone Cold Steve Austin. My man. It was one of the WrestleManias. There was a thing called a TLC match. It was table ladders and chairs. And one of these guys, it might have been at a Royal Rumble actually, it was a 17 foot high ladder. So one of your really large ones. Just your, you know, the pyramid shaped ones. He gets on top of that, jumps off, lands on a guy, partially misses him, breaks the table that he's on, but smashes his ass and lower back on the concrete. There's nothing fake about that.
Concrete or one of them rings? Or the ring?
No. The concrete.
Because isn't the rings like, you see it bouncing and shit.
Have you ever stepped foot in a boxing ring?
No.
It's the same thing.
Is it?
It's hard, it's like, it's hard plywood, sort of. It's flexible. It's got to be flexible.
Because you see like WWE, they jump down. You see the base really flexing.
Mm. But no, it's like I said, yeah, flexible, but it's all that real thick plywood stuff. Because remember, there's big guys in there, so it's got to be able to hold them up.
Mm.
But there was there you go. Mick Foley in the second ever match called the Hell in the Cell. It's a big cage that surrounds the ring, and there's a roof, so there's no climbing out and getting off. So what he did to start the match off, because in his little meeting with his opponent, a guy called The Undertaker, they had a meeting before it, trying to come up with ideas how they could top the very first one. And Mick Foley basically, along the lines of, just follow me, just follow my lead, watch me go. So
do what I do.
Mick Foley goes out of his character Mankind, and as he's going out, instead of getting in the cage, he climbs it. Now I think from memory it's about from the top of the cage,
got a roof on it,
to the ground, yeah, so you can walk on it.
Mm.
But he climbs to the top, and from the top of the cage to the to the concrete floor, because they do it in basketball arenas and stuff like that. They go in big colosseums, big places like that, Madison Square Garden, all that sort of shit.
Mm.
So from the, like this was trying to say, from the roof to the ground is like 7 meters.
Okay,
it's
that's
a
pretty
7 meter
big.
Fall.
Fucking hell.
Now, if you had been interested, you'd know the history of what Mick Foley did. It's ridiculous, and nothing has ever topped it since.
Do you have a video of it?
Yeah. I'm just waiting for this stupid ad because I don't like the sound of the ads.
What ad is it?
Ford Ranger. Wild Track.
It's always fucking Ford.
Alright, yeah. I'll just put it down here because I like watching it too. It's...
Yeah, it's pretty big.
So, now remember, he's also 6'10", so... And he's actually wrestling with a broken foot. The Undertaker's just climbing up.
So they already know this is going to happen though, right? They're scripted.
Undertaker didn't want to do any of this, of what you're about to see.
Because him.
Undertaker's one in black. Mankind's the one in the white shirt. That's Mick Foley.
Are that actual punches?
They pull them.
Seems to be exaggerated.
So they're on top of the cage. A little bit of toe to toe.
So he knows this is going to happen though. He knows he's going to get dealt in the back of the chair.
Yeah. Well, he might not. That some of the stuff they'll do off the fly. But that shit would hurt. Like, a couple of my friends, including Jamie and Dan, who's been on the show, they've been to the shows and they are proper chairs.
Mm.
There's nothing fake about those chairs. So when they hit, they're hitting properly. Yeah, both of them weighed 300 odd pounds. Mick Foley was about 280. Undertaker's about 300. Yeah.
You know, it looks like he's ready for it, you know?
But it's the stuff that they know is coming that no one else knows that you just
like that.
Throws him off, like pushes him off the top of the cage. Now remember, that's a 7 meter drop.
Mm. Onto the table.
He is gone. He is gone for all money. The commentators didn't even know that that was supposed to happen.
Oh, so it wasn't supposed to happen.
The only ones that knew about it were the two wrestlers. No one else really knew what was going on. So when they had the paramedics come out, they weren't the fake WWE ones. They were the genuine paramedics. So they thought...
Oh, fuck, he's fell off.
He could be dead. Which would have made him the second death within a couple of years for them.
Mm.
But what actually happened, his concussion so bad that he doesn't remember any of the night at all. Even watching it on documentaries, he doesn't remember one thing about the actual match. And then what happens is the actual proper paramedics get him on a gurney. They're getting him out of there. The WWE don't know what they're going to do because
apparently it shouldn't happen.
They did know it was going to happen. But Mick Foley comes to. He's in a neck brace because they're worried that he might have broken his neck as well. He gets off the gurney. He goes back to the cage.
And bells him up.
Climbs up. They have a little, you know, throwing their pulled punches. And then the Undertaker does a move called the chokeslam where you pick him up by the throat and you lift him up and you throw him on the back. Mm. Well, he does that. And he goes through the roof of the cage, lands on his head and neck in the ring again.
Same bloke.
Gone. Gone for all money. Same bloke. Lands on his head and neck. Paramedics have to, you know, get in there to check him again. And to this day, no one knows how there's a famous photo of Mick Foley looking in the cage. He'd put his tooth through his lip.
Well, yeah.
So he could put his tongue through his lip. And he's looked at the camera to do it.
Put his tongue.
Because he's goatee, you couldn't see his tongue. He had a tooth stuck in his nose. He's put his body through a lot. He's had an ear ripped off in Japan. There's a move called the hangman or something like that where they dive through the rope, but they catch it to spin themselves around so it looks like they're being strangled.
Okay.
Well, apparently the ropes in this Japanese promotion were a little bit stiff this night, and as he's pulling himself out, it's ripped caught half on of his ear off. He's been blown up with C4, like small amounts of C4 in what they were calling a Japanese deathmatch. So it's one of these ones, they hit it, it explodes.
Mm.
He didn't roll properly on someone.
Like a mine.
He's got burns all on his upper left arm to just under his elbow from where he hit them. That explode and he'd burn him.
Mm.
He can't grow hair to this day on his left arm.
Good.
He's He walks with a permanent limp because he's dislocated his hips so many times.
It just looks so fake to me.
It does, but that's what I mean, the risk that they take.
Yeah.
No, thanks. Not off my... So, that's what they should do with some of these guys in prison. But it's
to back the, to a real
but
bomb.
It's to the death.
Mm. Yeah.
Real but
I'd be
lock him in that cage.
Yeah. And don't come out. Whoever comes out, just stay in jail.
Yeah, you just get to die in jail.
Yeah.
You don't get murdered.
Yeah.
You get sent off to a maximum security farm.
We get to see the rolling hills.
Yeah,
you get a few cows.
Yeah, you get a room with a view.
Yeah.
You get to see the lions eating buffalo. And the odd vegan tourist.
Yeah, that's it. Trying to show the tigers how you grow. I don't know, it's just better than the UFC and stuff. I mean, do a...
Would you watch these guys fight to the death?
No, I wouldn't watch
them. Oh, well, you can't have the idea if you're not going to watch them. Big Davey.
No.
No, but I got a knife, though. Should be able to cut through for you, buddy. So I reckon that'd be the way to do it, but you've got to watch it.
I'll be the one with the thumb.
Well, that means you have to watch it then.
You've just got thumbs down all the time.
You're
a bit blub thumb. Just family, I want to do it.
You'll just be on autopilot. You'll be asleep in the throne, and someone's just holding your arm on the angle.
Yeah,
pull your thumb out.
That's me for sure.
Yeah,
I'm just not into human violence.
I'm not into it.
Well, you're watching it.
But I'll watch it.
Like the other the video show where that bloke getting his heel in the face, chin or whatever.
Oh, James Vick getting knocked out. God damn. That was mental.
I didn't like that. Even the scene, you can hear it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's... I don't think I've seen a knockout nastier than that. Punch-wise, I probably have, but sound-wise, that's just bone on bone. Because that's what that is. That's just the heel bone straight on the onto the chin bone, or jawbone.
I'm not into that shit.
Fuck, a lot of people come in here early, get their shit
going.
Yeah,
it's like 5 minutes. It's a joke.
Cheeky bastards. Anyway, that's all the time we got for today. So,
world peace. Everyone get on.
World peace. Vegan lions. What's the world fucking coming to? Alright, that's
love
us.
And life.
Say bye, Rod.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's it, guys. That's the episode done and dusted. Hope you enjoyed it. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Facebook. You can send us a message on those. You can get us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify and Anchor, and wherever you get your podcasts. Also, remember to leave us a voice message so you can get yourself involved with the show by leaving us that message and we can play it on the show. Remember to also review and rate us on wherever you get your podcasts. Anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in once again. Much love. I'm out. Bye-bye. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and heard their mournful cry. Shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they caught him yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry.